Last November, the Crandon International Off-Road Raceway announced it was transitioning to a traditional business rather than as the nonprofit it's operated as for the last 51 years. That transition isn't happening this year, according to Raceway promoter Marty Fioca.
Subsequent months, that opportunity kind of fell through, and we're just going on as we always have as a nonprofit to get through the, you know, the season here in 2021.
While it will be business as usual, the Raceway is finding more ways to bring people to the track. It will be hosting the 28th annual Brush Run at the end of this month and the 52nd Off-Road World Championship over Labor Day weekend. The Raceway is also expanding its Forest County Festival over the 4th of July weekend. New this year, the Raceway is opening the grounds to camping all summer long.
And a lot of people will come for a day or two or a week or a month. And obviously that includes the big race weekends. And we have also have a big 4th of July festival here too, with one of the largest fireworks displays in Wisconsin, also a concert by the country band Diamond Rio. So we're kind of opening up the facility more, which is part of the plan all along. You know, we used to only be open pretty much 8 days a year for the two race weekends, and now we're expanding the facility and trying to use it more.
Last year, the Raceway pushed back the Brush Run to the fall and held it just weeks apart from the Off-Road World Championship. Fioca said turnout at the races were much better than they were expecting, but still nowhere near record years.
This year, we're back on track on our two weekends, and the response from the public in terms of, you know, reserving camping spots and tickets and grandstands has been very strong. We expect it's going to be people are going to come out of the woodwork, so to speak, and have a great time this year. I think we're going to have pretty much almost a record crowd, we suspect, here over Labor Day.
You can find more details on the camping and events planned for this summer on our website, wxpr.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.